Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Thank you guys for joining us for this half hour, just for you guys getting up early with us. We are so happy you are here today. It's Wednesday, December 4th. Chilly out there, keeping my jacket on in studio. I am absolutely freezing this morning, but how you doing?
Here's the thing, though. It's going to be like 68 degrees today. It's going to be almost hit 70 degrees today. It's going to be a gorgeous day outside once the sun comes out.
We were outside last night. I had a remote at downtown Summerlin. It's for the Giving Machine, and it was so fun, and so many people showed up, and it was great. I had like a light jacket on, but as soon as the sun went down, I was freezing. I was so cold.
And then overcast skies didn't help yesterday either, but today is going to be like no clouds. It's going to be like a perfect day outside for Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's really crazy that it's December, but I say that every year this time of year. I complain in the summer, and then in December, I'm like, it's wonderful until the wind starts, and then we start complaining again.
And this is the girl that grew up in Denver where cold was, what, 20 below? What was cold in Denver?
Yeah, I mean, I've been through blizzards where we couldn't get out of our house, but something changed inside of me, and when I go back, I can't handle the cold anymore. This is the cold. They say your blood thins out when you move to Las Vegas, and it's true. I am always freezing, asking my mom to make a fire in the fireplace because I'm like, your house is all cold. And I grew up in that house.
Do you have like the winter type? Because a winter jacket in Las Vegas is different than a winter jacket in, say, Denver or the Northeast. When you do go back home in the wintertime, do you have the proper gear to wear, or you're rolling into the Denver area wearing a Las Vegas style winter jacket?
I mean, I have a couple of really warm winter jackets that I don't wear very often, but I do have in case of an emergency. But there was nothing like the Denver style winter jacket, and that reminds me of the movie A Christmas Story. You know, when the Ralphie's little brother puts on the snowsuit and he's like, I can't move my arms. Yes. That's the kind of jacket I had when I lived in Colorado. It was just absolutely gigantic.
And your mom would dress you up, and you'd be all bundled up to go outside, and it's it's great when you go outside because you're so warm, but as you're inside waiting to go outside, you start sweating because you have so many different layers and coats and hats on. But once you get outside, it's fantastic. But that initial, I remember as a kid, like waiting to go out and go sledding, maybe waiting for my sister to get ready, and I'm bundled up, and I'm like, I am sweating so bad inside this house. And as soon as you step outside, you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, the best part of going outside to play was knowing that your mom was going to make you hot chocolate when you came inside.
Coming back
that
inside.
That was the only reason I would go outside to play. So how are you doing this morning?
The Merry Gentleman. We'll be doing our book reviews this morning at 7:20, and I finished that movie last night.
Okay. I warned you guys, but I'm curious to hear. Maybe you loved it. Maybe I'm so off base on that one. I thought it was the dumbest Christmas movie I've ever seen, but maybe I am like totally off base on it. I had some people asking me last night, you know, about, they were like, hey, thanks for recommending Hot Frosty. I loved it. I'm like, I know. I liked it too. It was really weird. And I kept recommending the Lindsay Lohan one, Our Little Secret. It's so good. And they're like, no Merry Gentlemen. I'm like, no, don't. It's so bad.
The Hot Frosty was a fantastic movie. Everyone gave that an A+. And what was the other one we watched? I already forget it. With the Pentatonix.
Meet me next Christmas.
That was fun too.
Yeah, I like that one a lot too.
I just can't believe you had me watching now a total of 3 movies so far in the past 3 weeks, start to finish.
Yeah, the guy who can't finish a movie is watching 3 of them.
I didn't skip anything. I didn't fast forward. I didn't read spoilers. I literally go start to finish and finish these movies, these homework assignments.
Yeah, well, 7:20, we'll get your guys' full review, see what you guys thought, and maybe we'll try to assign another one. Maybe I can finally get you to watch that Lindsay Lohan one, which was so, so good.
Well,
so
we had to decide between the two. You gave us the option, and Steph and I voted for the Chad Michael Murray movie. So, yeah, we'll do Lohan next.
We'll talk about that. So, there's a lot coming up this morning. We have your tickets to see Josh Groban doing a exclusive Las Vegas engagement at the Coliseum at Caesars. Those tickets coming up right around 7:30 with the Mega Minute. But right now, let's get the show started with the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe? Closing Time by Semisonic.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
Or do you want to hear Behind These Hazel Eyes by Kelly Clarkson? Your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can do it a couple of ways. You can tweet us or send us a thread on X or Threads. Vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us right now. It's 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
All right, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, what is the most exotic thing that you've ever eaten? Wait until you hear the newest topping that a pizza place is offering in China. It's more controversial than pineapple, I'll tell you that. That is on the way next, but first, the votes are in, and Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe is a pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show, you pick them.
Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the Morning. If you think that pineapple on pizza is controversial, wait until you hear about pizza with a deep fried frog on top.
What?
Pizza Hut in China, they introduced this item. They're doing this collaboration with the mobile game Dungeon and Fighter Origins. I don't know what that is, but they are offering a deep fried frog, real deep fried frog on top of their pizza. And social media is really divided on the whole situation, even in, you know, China, where, you know, the exotic meat trade is very widespread in China. Like, there's a lot of exotic types of meat, but it's called the Goblin Pizza, and it has a deep fried bullfrog on it. And you have to pre-order it from the Pizza Huts there, but they say it features a spicy mala flavored base comes with a topping of a whole bullfrog and generous amounts of coriander. However, people who try it say it looks different than the way they advertise it, and it's not that great. If you have the guts to try it, good on you. I would never try that. What's the most exotic thing you've ever eaten? Like, have you had an alligator before?
I have not.
I've had alligator.
You have? Yeah. What's alligator like?
It was like alligator tail, I think. And uh-huh. It was at a restaurant, and it was like an appetizer there. It was a New Orleans-based restaurant, and they ordered alligator tail. And like it looked like boneless buffalo wings, no joke.
Really?
And there was like a little dip for them. It was really chewy. Like, it tasted fine. It was just super chewy.
When I worked at the inn at Lambertville Station, the restaurant Lambertville Station, it was like every February they would do Wild Game Month, and they'd have all kinds of different meats. And I just pulled up a menu that they had from 2021 where they had kangaroo, alligator, ostrich, python, wild boar. When I worked there, one of the big things they had was rattlesnake, and I did try the rattlesnake, and it tasted, it sounds cheesy to say, but it tasted like chicken, but there was almost, think of like chicken shrimp. There was a fishy texture, little hint of flavor to it, but it was almost like you're eating chicken shrimp, if that even makes any sense.
Chicken shrimp.
Chicken shrimp was the texture to me and the taste of rattlesnake. It was good. Good spices and everything, but it wasn't bad, but it's just chicken with a hint of fish inside it.
Oh, what is the most exotic or odd thing that you have eaten? 702-364-9400. Can you beat a bullfrog?
Is it a whole frog, or are they shredded, or
it's the frog. I think it's deep fried.
Why wasn't it the video game Frogger? Why a different video game?
I don't know what that has to do with the video game or what, but the one other thing I can think of is just in Menudo, there's tripe in there, which is the lining of a cow's stomach. And I didn't know what that was, so I'd be eating it, and I liked how it felt in my mouth. It was kind of like rubbery.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what is this meat? And my family would never tell me until I got older, and I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, have you seen the picture of the frog, by the way? We have to post this. Oh my gosh.
It's so disturbing.
It is. It looks like a human. Legs look like they're human.
I know. Steph, what is the most exotic thing you've had?
In the Philippines last year, I tried balut, which is, I don't know if you know, it's like a duck egg. And when you open it, you can see the duck in it. I tried it. First, you crack it open, and the broth is amazing. But once you start to eat the actual duck, oh my God, it was disgusting.
Wait, it's the duck is like...
It's like a baby.
Formed?
There's a baby duck in it.
It's not like formed. A yolk. It's like the duck.
Exactly.
With bones and stuff?
You can see the eye. You can see the beak. I just felt so savage. And not only that, it tasted disgusting. Never again, would not recommend.
What is it called again?
Balut.
Balut?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
B-A-L-U-T. Ugh.
When they're looking back at you, when the food you're about to eat is looking back at you, that's what gets me.
Yeah, I know. And like on this frog pizza, the way they have it set up, it looks like there's these two eyeballs looking back at you.
I know!
Like, why do they do that?
They're like comical looking eyes as well.
It's so disgusting.
It is Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2179.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, December 4th, 6:02. Hit that midweek point. Thanks for being a part of our mornings. We appreciate you guys being here. We were talking earlier, it's just been so nice outside. It's hard to believe it's December, and I know we've been going on our nightly walks, and I was at downtown Summerlin, and it's just been so beautiful out there.
Yeah, fantastic weather. Today's going to be even better, 68. I went for a long walk a couple nights ago. Didn't need a jacket. It was so nice out.
Steph, are you, is Momo loving this weather? Are you taking him out a lot?
He loves it. Right when that weather dropped, you could tell he was so happy. But what was funny about last week is when we took Momo out, but this was later at night, I want to say like 11:30 p.m. We're taking him out to go to the bathroom before we went to sleep. And Momo stopped in his tracks, and he was facing one of the apartment units as if like something was going on. So we're like, Momo, what's going on? Come on. So we're looking to see what he's looking at. And he's catching a girl teenage girl, looked like she was about 14, 15, sneaking out of her bedroom window to go out with her friends.
Oh.
And we're like, oh, so we're watching this whole thing go down. We're like, oh my God. So we're stepping back. She hops out her window. She's closing the window a little bit. She's closing it super, super small so that it doesn't make too much noise. She's like going through the bushes really, really quietly and slowly. She looks back at her apartment to make sure her parents are asleep in the bedroom and the lights are off. And then she ran and she booked it. And I see her friend's car parked away and she hops in the car. It's like she was going out to a party or something.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm dying laughing because we're watching the whole thing go down and she had no idea we were seeing her. We saw her sneak out of her own apartment.
Did you tell her parents?
I wish I did. But what's funny is like we wanted to see kind of like we don't really know like the people around that part of our complex. So we went back the next day to see like, oh, do we know them? Do you know the parents? But we weren't able to see who it was. And it was just kind of hard because it was at night. But man, I was like, oh, your girl, she snuck out last night.
You should have filmed it and showed the parents. Look what your daughter did last night.
Right. Oh, but man, I don't know if you guys have ever been caught sneaking out before, but that just brought me back to my teenage years.
I actually would try to sneak in, if that makes any sense. Like, my parents would tell me, like, be home by midnight or whatever, and it'd be like 1:30, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta get in and act like I've been here the whole time. And so what I would do is I would sneak in, and I'd hear them, like, come downstairs, and they're like, are you here? I'm like, yeah, I've been here for like an hour. I'm just watching TV. And they're like, oh, okay.
You're sweating. You're like still in your outside clothes.
I was a sneaker inner.
Did you ever change outfits when you left?
No.
Like you left.
Did you?
No, my sister did once and I caught her at the mall. I was separate occasion. I'm at the mall with my buddy Sean Tuhill. There's my sister with her friends at the mall and she had a skirt on. She looked cute and stuff, but that's not how she left the house. And she gave me this look like, please, please don't say anything. And I'm actually very proud of myself because I didn't say anything
to my parents. Wow, I'm shocked because you always told all your sisters.
Oh yeah, something about it was like, all right. And she had her friends and stuff and it was just, I was like this bonding moment. Like, you know what? I won't tell. And I didn't tell. I was very proud of myself.
But until now. Until now.
Jenny's going to get grounded. Hey, coming up on the show, we do have the 12 Days of Christmas. It happens at 9:40. We still have a lot of presents under the Mix 94.1 Christmas tree. Concert tickets, dinners, spa packages, Apple products. 9:40, you're picking yourself a present. And then up next, we do have what's trending. What do you got for us?
The number one pop artist of the 21st century has been crowned. We'll tell you who it is. And what the pop star that came in second thinks about it. Details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
All right, Beyonce is trending this morning. She has been named Billboard's greatest pop star of the 21st century. I think we all kind of saw this coming. It happened after this four-month campaign in Billboard where they would reveal a ranked list of pop stars weekly, closing out the first quarter of the century. I mean, think about it. Here we are approaching 25 years in the 2000s.
It's wild to think about it.
I know. So Billboard celebrated Beyonce's impact. They said that the greatness of Beyonce as a pop star is both immediately obvious on its surface and worthy of extensive exploration in its vastness. Her combination of dazzling beauty, impeccable fashion, captivating staging, otherworldly physicality, and skyscraping vocals all speaks for itself. Now, she came out ahead of other artists like Taylor Swift. She was number two on the list. Rihanna was number three. And then you had Drake at number four for the biggest pop stars of the 21st century. And Lady Gaga rounded out the top five. Now, there's a lot of arguments about Taylor and how she should have taken number one. She is the bigger artist just based on numbers alone, like downloads, money made, et cetera, et cetera. But Billboard says that they felt like Beyonce earned the honor based on her full 25 years of influence, evolution, and impact. I mean, starting at 2000, literally, is when she started, when she came onto the scene. And Taylor hasn't been around as long as she has as an artist. And I guess sources close to Taylor say that she couldn't be happier for Beyonce because Beyonce has always been been there for her, always supported her. They said Beyonce has had her back since day one when Kanye tried to take her award away. And at the time, Taylor was getting her start, and Beyonce was already a massive supporter at that time.
Well, a couple of things. I was following this when it came down to the final two. It was obvious it was going to be Taylor Swift and Beyonce. They're the two artists that yet to be mentioned. So it was just a matter of where they were going to fall. I really thought Taylor Swift was going to be number one. I thought Beyonce would be number two. Taylor Swift, I think she's had a bigger impact than Beyonce over the past 25 years. When did Taylor come on the scene? Like in 2007, 2008, maybe? Time might be off on that. But look at what she has done in that time frame. I definitely think Beyonce deserves number two, and Taylor, I would put it at number one. But then you go to all this Diddy stuff, rumors that, you know, you got to thank Beyonce and put Beyonce over. If not, you're going to be in trouble. So maybe that's why they put Beyonce on top.
You think they did that because they were afraid of Diddy?
They're like, Taylor should get it, but you know what Diddy's been doing to people and stuff. Let's put Beyonce on top. No, I in my mind, I do think Taylor should have got the top spot.
See, I thought that way too, until I read the article. Mm-hmm. And they bring up really good points. Like, just Beyonce to Taylor, I'm a big fan of both, but I do edge towards Taylor. But reading this article, they're right. I mean, she's been since the year 2000. Taylor Swift's first album came out in 2006. So she's got the whole thing, the cultural impact that she's had. It's not just about music. It's about the fashion. It's about, she's done a lot just culturally that I don't know. I think Taylor has also, but I don't know if it's on that level. Steph, I know you're a big Beyonce fan. What do you think of this?
I agree. I think that Beyonce has just been in the game longer. She's had a larger impact as far as longevity wise. She's definitely made an impact on more. I would say, I don't want to say more artists, but I think a lot of artists look up to both. Don't get me wrong, but I think they think Beyonce is that staple and Taylor Swift is right there. I just think they're both first place in my eyes. I just think Beyonce has done it longer.
That's what I think it boils down to, the longevity of it all. Mm-hmm. Because I do think Taylor is, if you go like the last 10 years, Taylor mm-hmm. takes the cake. Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely. But yeah, so a lot of people are talking about that list. Beyonce, your greatest pop star of the 21st century, and that is what's trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I love the end of the year because of all the lists that come out, like, what's the word of the year and what was the top selling album of the year? And we were just talking about Beyonce because she was the top artist of not just the year, the first quarter of the 21st century. So Rolling Stone, they just released their list of the top 100 songs of the year. And I think 2024 was probably one of the best years in music that we've had in a while. I thought there was so much good music that came out this year.
I remember when we were debating on the song of the summer. There's so many great songs that came out over the summer. I agree. It's new artists came out in 2024. Artists from the past reemerged with smash hits. It was a great year of music.
And I know there was some controversy in our vote for mm-hmm. song of the summer. What song?
Didn't Hozier win?
I think it was Hozier, Too Sweet.
Yes,
that won.
Yeah, Steph and I were upset.
And you guys were very upset about that. Well, I will have you know that the song that came in second place in our Song of the Summer contest, Espresso.
Yes.
That song was number three on Rolling Stone's list of the top 100 songs of 2024.
Okay, number three.
Number three. There were a couple of songs that beat it out. But if you guys are just going on your personal preference, like, what do you think was the best song that came out this year? 702-364-9400. I'll give you number one and number two here in just a second.
Okay.
But what was your personal favorite from this year?
I really like that Sabrina Carpenter song, Espresso, Song of the Summer for sure. But I'm looking at the body of work over the summer, or I'm sorry, over the past year. And I'm going to give it to this song here, right here.
That was your personal favorite.
Personal favorite. Great song. Eminem. He hasn't put out new music in a long time. Comes out with a smash hit song. It's catchy. Remixes a classic song in there.
That was definitely a good one. A good comeback for him. I got to look and see where that came in. It wasn't in the top five on the list from Rolling Stone. Steph, personal favorite for your favorite song of this year.
I looked for this song on the top 100 for Rolling Stone. It didn't even make the top 100, but it's one of my favorite songs of this year. It's The Boy Is Mine by Ariana Grande.
Oh, I saw her on the list, but not with this song.
No, I think it's We Can't Be Friends.
Yeah.
Was like one of the top 20. But this song in particular, because it pays homage to Boy Is Mine by Brandy and Monica, I love it. It's so good.
Yeah, this is a good one too. Ari never really disappoints. I went back and forth on this one. I couldn't decide. But ultimately, it was a Brat summer, and I loved the entire Brat album, Charlie XCX, and particularly 360. I loved this song. I still, like, it's in my queue. Just thought it was such a good song, such a good album, and it really just kind of epitomizes the summer of 2024 in my book.
It is a great song. Yeah. It really is, yeah.
Okay, coming in at number two this year on the Rolling Stone list of the best songs was... Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. Shaboozy's a bar song. It did really well this year. Broke records.
Still number one for 19 weeks, 20 weeks in a row. Well, not in a row, but overall. Longest running song at number one, I believe.
Yeah. But coming in at number... Okay, oh wait, I'm wrong. Espresso's number four, bar song number three. I'm sorry.
We're trying to get your attention, because
just feel free to correct me.
Espresso,
you don't have to...
Okay. Espresso's four, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Espresso's four, bar song three, this song...
They not like us.
By Kendrick Lamar.
They not like us.
Number two...
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
And your number one of the year... Chapel Roan, Good Luck Babe.
So good.
Breakthrough hit for her. It just kind of opened up a whole new sound, I think, for this year. And they described it as 80s new wave meets 90s soft rock in its pop perfection, and calls the bridge the type of musical moment destined to become the stuff of karaoke legends for decades to come.
I do want to ask, because you're a huge Taylor Swift fan, and her album came out this year. Would you put this song in the top five?
Oh, I loved this song. I love this whole album. I know the fact that it was a double album, too, was just, like, mind-blowing. How did she do that? I do. I love this
song. Top five?
Yeah. Did you like it?
I love the song. I thought it was great. And one more to throw away, because this one came out in 2024.
This ain't Texas.
I love Beyonce, but the country stuff didn't really resonate with me.
Oh, no? Okay.
But that's also because I'm not really a country music fan. I've never really been one, and I know it's hugely, insanely popular, but it's just never been my thing. But I'll tell you, this one is the one that I... APT, that was the one I was struggling with. I'm like, Charlie XCX or Rosé and Bruno Mars.
That's
what
a great
going?
One, too.
Great year in music, though. That is for sure.
Okay, coming up here, don't forget, we've got the 12 Days of Christmas that happens at 9:40, where you get to pick a present from underneath the Mix 94.1 Christmas tree. We got concert tickets, Apple products, spa packages. It all happens at 9:40.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So the Forbes 30 Under 30 list dropped, and Chapel Roan, we were just talking about her. She made the list this year, among other really big notable names. Some of those names include Caitlin Clark, Gigi Hadid. They are among the young celebrities making the new list of the Forbes 30 Under 30. This annual list, it recognizes the up-and-coming talent in entertainment and sports and music, fashion, social media, other categories. In the world of sports, basketball stars Jason Tatum and Caitlin Clark made the list. Music stars include Chapel Roan, Shaboozy, Noah Kahan, Tyla, and Zach Bryan. And then model Gigi Hadid was selected for the world of fashion. Actor Jacob Elordi and SNL comedian Marcelo Hernandez, they were among those making the entertainment list for the 30 Under 30.
Is he Domingo?
Yes.
Oh, he's great.
We love Domingo. I love that skit so much. It's so funny.
SNL's had some great skits this past year. Yeah. Really on point this past year.
Did you see when he went to Sabrina Carpenter's concert? We talked about it on the show.
He got arrested, right?
He got arrested because she does this thing during her concert where she arrests you for being too hot, and this is what happened when Marcelo Hernandez was there.
I'm the cute boy with the blue jacket and the big accent.
Is there anything you want to say before I arrest you, Domingo?
Came on this way, had to explain. Being a friend, Domingo. Sabrina's a friend. She's like my sis. But I would hook up,
dog. I love that skit so much.
I think it's great that we have an SNL character that has now transcended the show, because we haven't had one of those. You had them all the time, I think, in the 80s and 90s with Wayne's World and all those other things. We haven't had a character from SNL transcend outside of the show, and that's cool to see this.
Yeah, I mean, that character, he's now known as Domingo.
Yeah, like, it's great.
Guy.
He's going to get his own movie. Domingo in the movie.
Also this morning, as dating app fatigue is rising and people are just burnt out from scrolling through apps like Hinge and Bumble and Tinder, younger generations are turning to Facebook dating to find their match. There's a new article out talking about how daily conversations on Facebook dating among users 18 to 29 have increased 24% over the last year. I didn't even think that, like, younger people had Facebook pages.
I know, this whole thing is shocking me.
I know. More than half of young adult users on the app loyally come back. They say 55% of women and 56% of men return every month. And people are actually getting results, too, mainly women. The data shows that it's more likely that a woman's like will result in a match. I don't know how Facebook dating works. Do you just like a person's picture, or does anybody have any idea?
Is it a whole separate feature inside Facebook? Like, they have marketplace and events. Is there a whole feature?
Yeah, I think it's a feature, Facebook dating feature. Now, if you go, be careful, because I don't know if your wife checks your, like, history and stuff, but I don't know that she wants to know that you're on Facebook dating right now.
You know what I've been doing on Facebook, just scrolling through, and there's a lot of people that just, I'm just friends because they requested to be friends. I don't know them. And if they're posting, like, anything negative, I'm just unfriending. I want you out of my world. Get out of my world. Nothing but positivity. I don't see dating.
Makes sense why I don't see your posts anymore. No, I'm just kidding. I don't post hardly anything on Facebook. Unless, like, I post something on Instagram, it's, like, connected, and then it'll go there.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I do.
Like,
yeah,
that.
Exactly. I don't see the dating.
There's no dating?
Not for
Let
me at least.
See here.
Messenger, fundraisers.
Oh, I see. On the side, if you go down, there's memories, ad center, ads, birthdays, and then there's dating. I'm clicking on it in case my husband's listening. This is show research. Find love through what you like. Create your dating profile today, and then it has to get started. So yeah, you have to, like, make a whole profile for this.
I don't have it on mine.
You don't have Facebook.
No, why are they offering you the dating and not me the dating?
I don't know. That's very peculiar. Are you going on the left-hand side?
Yeah, ads manager, birthdays, fundraisers, gaming, memories.
Does it say see more under memories? Hit see more and then go down.
I think we're listed. I got see less, voting, saved, recent ad activity.
Interesting.
Play games.
JC does it. Maybe your wife went in and changed your settings.
She deleted it out.
She's like, oh yeah, you are not going to go on this.
I don't trust this guy.
Finally, this morning, there's a psychic that I guess is well known in the psychic community. Her name is Deborah Davies. And she's made a prediction that a lot of people are talking about. She predicts that in 2025, that will be the year that aliens make physical contact with humans. She claims they will no longer fear us, and they are coming to help us, not harm us. She says that aliens will no longer hide from us. They know they have been subjected to being captured by people in power, but they mean no harm. Just as they helped us build civilization many years ago, they will help us stop destroying our planet through climate change. Now, she adds that we can expect a rise in UFO sightings earlier in the year, followed by increased direct contact by the end of 2025, despite efforts to keep it under wraps.
Isn't that how all the movies are? We come in peace, and then someone overreacts, and then the aliens get mad, and then they don't come in peace.
Yeah, I believe it. I don't think the aliens are here to harm. I think that they have the best of intentions. So I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to, if an alien comes up to me and like, what's up? I'll be like, what is up, bro? Welcome.
Do you want to talk about your little incidents last night?
I don't know if I was a Scrooge last night. I think I'm a very nice person, especially when it comes to children. But maybe I did something that was very Scrooge-like yesterday. I have a witness from our promotions department that saw it all go down. I'll tell you guys what happened coming up next. It's Mix 94.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
4.1.
Things that are. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Hey, happy birthday, Isabel. It is her birthday today. She is turning 12 years old. Want to give her a little birthday shout out. And if you're celebrating anything, we'd love to hear from you guys. You can call us. You can text us at 702-364-9400. Try to get all those little shout outs on. I want to give a shout out this morning to the little girl that I may have been a Scrooge to yesterday. And you tell me if I was in the wrong, because I was at downtown Summerlin yesterday and we were there for their giving machines, and until January, you can go to the downtown Summerlin one or the district at Green Valley Ranch, and they have these giving machines, and you go and it's like a vending machine, but you press the numbers and this thing falls down based on what you buy, and you buy it for charities like Three Square and Baby's Bounty. It's like, it's a really cool thing. So we were out there, we had face painters and like free hot chocolate. It was just like a huge party. There were a ton of people down there. And if you came by, thank you for coming by. And there were a lot of kids like running around, and there was this one girl in particular, and she's like literally running like all over the place. And I did notice her because I was like, you know, wanting to make sure she had a parent nearby, and I didn't really see her run back to a parent. So I just was keeping my eye on her because, you know, there's a street right there, and mm-hmm. I didn't want her to run out into it. So, you know, just doing a mom thing, basically. So I'm watching her, and she runs up to our prize table, and I was like, do you want a sticker? And she like looks at me and doesn't like say anything and just like grabs a stack of them and runs away. And I was like, okay. Where's your mom? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just kind of looking. She comes back and she starts like touching stuff. And earlier there was a man handing out these big giant candy canes to all the kids. And he came over by me and I go, ooh, can I have one of those candy canes? Because my husband loves candy canes, loves them. Mm-hmm. And they were the big kind, you know, like not just like the little baby ones. They were huge. And he goes, do you have a child here? And I go, I have one at home. And he goes, here you go. And so he gave it to me. So I put this candy cane on the table and just like left it there, like with my water bottle and stuff. That little girl runs up and she grabs my candy cane and she goes, I want this. And I snatched it out of her hands. I go, that's mine. You can't have it.
Just drop down right to her level.
I was like,
mine.
I don't know
no,
why.
No, that's mine.
I reverted to like a 6-year old. I was just like, what? I go, that's mine. You can't have it. And she just looked at me and her eyes got big and then she ran away and I never saw her again.
Mommy, the mean lady from the radio station wouldn't let me have a candy cane.
Was I being a Scrooge? Should I have let her have that? Or, I mean, I just, you know, if maybe she was like, came up and was like, hi. And I'd be like, oh, you're so cute. Hello. But the way she came up, grabs it. She says, I want this. And she starts taking it. And I snatched it right out of her hand. I was like, you can't have it. It's mine.
I look at this as it could have been a teachable moment for this little girl. Who's obviously not getting the discipline from home. She could have got it from Aunt Mercedes by saying, listen, this is mine. Santa Claus gave it to me. If you like it, you have to say please. Or make her like give you some respect and stop and say, okay, may I please have that candy cane? And you would have taught her a teachable moment. Give the little kid the candy cane. It's a little kid. They deserve the candy cane. But make a teachable moment. So I do, if I got a rule, Scrooge or not, I say you were Scrooge-esque.
I feel like, you know, it's not my job to give her a teachable moment. Where is your parent? Where is your
takes
mom
a village.
Or your dad?
It takes a village, Mercedes,
and
to raise
I
these
nice
kids.
To all the kids, but the way she came up, like, so, like, she was just
entitled.
Like, yeah, I want this, and just takes it. Like, didn't even ask. Like, can I have this?
I envision a tug of war. Mine.
Oh, I snatched it out of her hand so fast, and I go, "You can't have it. It's mine." And then, one of our coworkers, he's sitting there, and he sees the whole thing go down, and he's laughing. Mm-hmm. And I looked at him. I go, "Was I being a Scrooge?" And he goes, "No, I wouldn't have let her have it either." And I was like, "Are you sure?" Because then I started having like remorse, and
because it's a kid, it was an adult. Different story. I want this. It's a little kid. Teachable moment right here.
Oh, was I a Scrooge? 702-364-9400. I mean, it wasn't a little baby candy cane. It's a big one.
It's a big one. I get it.
That's my excuse.
Was Mercedes a Scrooge? The phones are starting to light up.
Oh,
let's
no.
see which side everyone sides on. It's Mix 94.1.
Am I the Grinch? Am I the Grinch? I did something yesterday that I'm now regretting. Well, kind of regretting. Actually, I don't know if I regret it. Do you think I was a Scrooge? There was a little girl that was running around my radio remote last night, and I had a candy cane that I was going to take home to my husband on the table. She runs up to the table. She grabs it and says, I want this. And I snatched it out of her hand and I said, you can't have it. It's mine. And now I'm wondering if I'm an adult beefing with a 7-year-old.
You drop down to her level. My opinion is this was this kid has no discipline at her house. She's entitled running around. Here was a teachable moment for you to say, listen, what do you say? My teacher to say, please make it a moment for this girl.
Wasn't that a teachable moment though, that she can't have everything that she wants?
I think you should have taught her some manners in that moment.
Why
listen,
is it my job to be her parent?
Because it takes a village, because she's not getting discipline at the house. She's got to get it from somewhere else. So it's up to you to give that kid the discipline and say, listen, say please, be a nice child, not a naughty kid. And here you go.
Brenna, good morning. What do you think?
I think as you should have. Manners go a long way for little kids, and she didn't have them, so as you should have.
So it was okay for me to keep my candy cane. I mean, again, it was one of the very large ones, not your regular size candy cane. That's
hold on. This guy, who's handing him out? Santa or some random stranger?
No, he was working with the giving machine people.
And he was handing him out to kids.
Yes, but I think he ran out. I think I got the last one.
Yes, you're not a kid.
Well, yeah, but he asked if I had one, which I do.
You have teens and an adult. Yeah,
he was giving them out to teens? Come on, Rachel. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, Mercedes, you are so in the right. I teach middle school, so I see that behavior in bigger kids, too. So you saying, hey, that's mine, that's great. It's not like you pushed her down and ran away.
That's not what I heard.
Took it away and got your thing.
Yeah.
Totally okay.
I just snatched it out of her hand. That's all. You can't take stuff that doesn't belong to you. That was the teachable moment.
And you pushed her down.
Stop starting rumors.
No one's going to think you pushed a child down. How good was the candy cane?
I don't know. It's gone now. So Matt must have really loved it.
Coming up here next, we've got our book reviews. I'm all set. I was putting the polishing touches on it this morning.
Yes, we assigned the movie to review, The Married Gentleman. If you saw it, you know, I personally did not like it, but I wanted to get your guys' take on it. So we have our reviews, our book reports on The Married Gentleman coming up next.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Those tickets for you to see Josh Groban, we have them for you. When you conquer the Mega Minute, it can be conquered. And when you conquer it in about 5 minutes, you get those tickets to go see Josh Groban.
Well, this is the time of year that a lot of you are in that holiday spirit. And many of you love making the Hallmark / Netflix movies a part of those traditions with your families. You sit around the TV and watch those, get in the holiday spirit. And we here at Mix 94.1 have also gotten into that holiday spirit by watching some of the best new holiday movies that have come out this season. That includes movies like Hot Frosty, which has become a huge hit.
Massive hit.
Everybody's talking about Hot Frosty. I had someone come up to me last night and thank me for talking about Hot Frosty because they loved it. It was so funny. It was one of our friends from Three Square. She's like, I loved Hot Frosty. It was so good.
You got Wicked and Hot Frosty are the two biggest movies so far this year.
Meet Me Next Christmas was a good one. We got reviews from both of you on it. So today we are going to talk about this movie called The Merry Gentlemen. Now, this is a movie which when I saw it starred Chad Michael Murray, I was like, I am all in. I love Chad Michael Murray. This has got to be fantastic if it's with him. After I watched it, I was like, that he was basically the only redeeming factor in it. But I could be wrong. You know, we have established I am a bit of a Scrooge right now. So
taking candy canes from kids.
So, no, she took my candy cane.
True.
Anyway, yeah. So we decided you guys were going to go in and give it your honest review. So it is book report time, everybody. And we are going to discuss The Merry Gentleman. Now, you both watched it?
Yes.
Yep.
Who wants to go first?
JC, I went first last time, okay, so why don't you go first this
perfect
time?
Okay. Here we go. You ready?
Let's do it.
If you have 87 minutes to waste, The Merry Gentleman is the movie to waste it on. Think of it as the holiday version of Magic Mike. Big city girl comes back to her small town and tries to help save her parents' bar, the Rhythm Room, with a male review show. I do have a few questions. Why is Ashley trying to drum up support for the show by handing out flyers? Have you heard of social media? In that 3-year contract she gets offered by the Jingle Bells to come back to New York City, what is that show doing during the other 11 months of the year? Is that big of a deal for her to duck out for a few shows and be back in town on January 1st? And why no men come out to check out the male review show? The cast is great. We get the dad from Family Ties, Rex Manning from Empire Records. Listen, the theme this year of Christmas movies is hot shirtless men. From Jack and Hot Frosty to Teddy and Meet Me Next Christmas. And Luke, played by Chad Michael Murray, certainly checks off all of the boxes. I give this movie a B+.
Wow. Interesting. Wow.
Okay. Give it a B+.
Okay. All right. I am making my notes on your book report as the grader here. All right. Steph, are you ready for your review?
Let's do it.
Oh, not Hot Frosty. The Merry Gentleman. Here we go.
The Merry Gentleman on Netflix is the worst Christmas movie I have ever seen. A girl getting let go from her Broadway show and going back home to save her parents' bar seemed like a cute plot at first, but the more the movie went on, the more cringe it got. Chad Michael Murray is hired to do a male stripper show to help save the bar, and to no surprise, he falls in love with the daughter. Also, to no surprise, he's a horrible dancer. God, loosen up, Chad. Don't let that six-pack fool you because the acting's also terrible. I am a sucker for rom-com movies, but this was just a no for me. But towards the end of the movie, Chad Michael Murray, he went from a merry gentleman to a mean Grinch. When he gets mad at the daughter for leaving for a better opportunity, you guys barely know each other for a month, and you want to be mad that she gets a job offer? That's ridiculous. Overall, movie gets a 2 out of 10, and the 2 is just because Chad is hot, and I think I would have liked the movie better on mute.
Oh,
whoa, Steph!
Horrible.
It wasn't that bad.
It was horrible.
No, it was not.
It was a waste of time. I was not.
That was so savage.
I walked into this movie so optimistic, and I'm like, this is actually the worst Christmas movie I've ever laid
out. It's not that. It's a B plus. No. A B at the lowest.
A D. A D for me.
Anyone else like it like me?
No.
All right. I've got your grades here ready to go.
Yes.
All right. Grades are out on the book report for The Merry Gentleman.
Which, by the way, JC has gotten A plus each time.
Yes. I'm on fire here. Thank you.
And I would like to say that JC, you never disappoint with your reviews. However, I'm still giving you an A. You just don't get the A plus because I think that your assessment was wrong.
Oh, you're not basing on my report. You're basing on my assessment of the movie.
Well, I have to go. I just think it was inaccurate, and I have to go on accuracy.
Okay, fair enough. I'll take an A, though.
All right. Yeah. It's still an A. It was very well written. Your sentence structure was great. I loved your questions that you had
about
the movie.
Plot holes.
Yes,
that movie.
I really did appreciate that, but I just don't think that you analyzed it correctly. So we went with an A on that one. All right, Steph, I thought your questions were excellent. The fact that you were able to incorporate cringe in it was fantastic. The fact that you noticed something that I noticed and no one has brought up was the fact that Chad Michael Murray was a horrible dancer. You get an A plus.
A plus of the semester.
Isn't he supposed to be a horrible dancer? He's a carpenter. He's not a dancer. That's the role he's supposed to play. Bad dancer, trying his best to help out this family's
but
bar.
To save the bar, I think that it has to at least be great entertainment for them to raise this amount of money. I'm sorry, but you got to be at least good to watch something unless they're just flat out drunk watching them that think they
those
good.
Ladies were drunk in that bar. Do you see them? They're all good. Hammered, those ladies.
Oh well, I just got this assessment here on the text line.
Yes.
It said, summary of Merry Gentlemen, women in small towns are a lot more thirsty than we thought. That gets an A plus. The one sentence review. Absolutely.
Where was it? Pennsylvania? Small town in Pennsylvania?
I can't remember.
I think it was based small town.
I don't know.
PA.
Maybe it was somewhere in the Northeast, maybe.
The dad from Family Ties still looking good?
I did not realize that the old guy was the guy from Grease 2. Someone sent me a video and posted that, and I was in absolute shock. I could not believe it.
He was Rex Manny in Empire Records, too. Yeah.
I was like, what? Mm. No way. So that was a nice little
one more question.
Surprise.
Santa Claus taking pictures at like midnight? Because remember they did the photo with Santa after the review show was over? Santa's out very late, in my opinion, in that small town, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, they took
Santa's
that photo.
A late guy.
Late guy, Santa.
Yeah.
I don't remember that part. I must have fallen asleep.
That music is the Mega Minute music, and it is now time for the Mega Minute.
You can win tickets. Win it before you can buy them tickets, by the way, to see Josh Groban. Just announced this week, it's the Gems exclusive Las Vegas engagement at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. He's going to be here for a few dates, and your tickets right now with the Mega Minute. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you get all 10 of them in that time, you are walking away with these passes. Can we get a winner today? I think we can. Caller 20, you're in. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Melina, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm excited.
You are caller 20. Ready to try and tackle the Mega Minute here?
I'm ready.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. We've got these Josh Groban tickets up for grabs. And yeah, we need to get a winner. It's been a minute. We haven't had a Mega Minute winner since the 18th of November. So today would be a perfect day to do that.
We can do this. Melina, you have 60 seconds on the clock to answer 10 questions correctly. Now, if you get one wrong or you want to pass on one, that's fine. We'll come back to those questions at the end. In the Mega Minute, you start now.
Xmas is a nickname for which holiday?
Christmas.
Yes. What kid game involves chasing someone and saying you're it?
Sorry?
What kid game involves chasing someone and saying you're it?
Oh, Jack.
Yes. Gwen Stefani was a part of which band?
No Doubt.
Yes. Elton John collaborated with which pop star on the song Cold Heart?
Ed Sheeran.
No. Zendaya starred in which 2024 movie about tennis?
Oh, Challenger.
Yes. What university did Elphaba and Glinda attend in the movie Wicked?
Oh, shit.
Yes. Mamma Mia is based on the music of what Swedish pop group?
ABBA.
Yes. What big event is Kendrick Lamar scheduled to perform at in February?
Coachella?
No. What celebrity has been in an on and off again relationship with Bad Bunny?
Kendall Jenner?
Yes. What is the name of the reindeer that has a red nose?
Rudolph.
Yes. Elton John collaborated with which pop star?
Oh, gosh.
Man. Oh. Melina, you got some of these that I would have had no idea on. I mad respect to you. Unfortunately, we had to pass over
a couple. Through all 10, too, which is impressive.
Got through all 10. Elton John collaborated with which pop star on the song Cold Heart? That was Dua Lipa. Yeah. And then the big event Kendrick Lamar is scheduled to perform at in February. Super Bowl halftime show. Oh my gosh, you did such a good job, Melina. Unfortunately, you were not able to conquer the Mega Minute. So that means caller 20 right now, you get these passes. Two of them. Win them before you can buy them tickets to see Josh Groban, the Gems exclusive Las Vegas engagement at the Coliseum at Caesars. The tickets are yours right now for caller 20 at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So much music news this morning. I love it. Taylor Swift's hit album, The Tortured Poets Department. It's been certified as 6 times platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. To go platinum, an album has to move 1 million units, and this went 6 times platinum. So that means she sold 6 million units. Not bad for an album that came out in April of this year. Meanwhile, Apple Music revealed that The Tortured Poets Department was the top streamed album of the year, and she thanked her fans for their support on her Instagram story, saying, thank you for listening to my music and TTPD so much. So she was really excited about
that. Yeah, it's the year of Taylor Swift for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Also this morning, Mattel is facing a lawsuit after its misprint on its Wicked doll packaging that was mistakenly linked to an adult website. We told you about this.
Yeah,
the link on the box for the Elphaba and Glinda dolls directed people to a very hardcore kind of site that shocked a lot of people when they went to it. It was supposed to go to wickedmovie.com, but it did not go to that. Mattel pulled the toys, issued an apology, but now a South Carolina mom is leading a class action lawsuit. She says her young daughter used an iPhone to visit the link and was left horrified by the result. She also notes that Mattel did not offer a refund on the doll.
Yeah, that's something you got to catch. Someone's got to catch that before it goes out, before it goes to print. You need to double check your websites that you're putting out there.
Yeah, no one thought like, hey, let's just make sure this link works. Let's scan this QR code, make sure it goes to our Elphaba and Glinda site. No. Oh, okay, this is definitely not Elphaba and Glinda here.
I wonder if the site that it went to made any reference to that.
I don't know.
Wicked or something, or Cashin or a certain style of movie based on Wicked, or take the high road and be like, you know, wrong sighting and put some kind of warning out there before you actually get into the site.
Yeah, if you're looking for Elphaba and Glinda, click here and then it goes to the actual
site. Yeah,
side.
Do the right
they
thing.
They should have mm-hmm. done that. Finally, this morning, two legendary jingles just celebrated 50 years in 2024. The Meow Mix jingle, remember that one?
Yes.
That's a really weird one to
we
get
have
stuck
that
in
somewhere.
Your head.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow,
oh, we
meow,
got
meow,
hold on.
Meow, 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 meow.
This turns 50.
50 years old. The other one is the Oscar Mayer one. You know, the My Baloney has a first name. You remember that one? Oscar Mayer is celebrating the 50th anniversary of its jingle with a contest. I guess this is the Oscar Mayer music.
This is the Oscars.
Oh.
I saw it said 7 minutes long. I'm like, why is the Oscar Mayer?
The Oscar Mayer music is 7 minutes.
Close, Steph.
Okay.
It's the Oscars.
I was trying to go quick. I was like, there it is. I'm so close.
Is this a remix?
Good job. I like it. It adds something to
yes.
it. I love it.
This song is 100 years old, by the way.
So they're celebrating 50 years of the jingle with a contest where if you can recite the entire Oscar Mayer jingle by heart, you can get paid. Anyone listening that can recite the entire thing by heart, no Googling, just sing it straight out. If that's you or if you're willing to learn it, here's how it works. You go to singtopay.com. You enter your information along with a video of you performing the jingle. The deadline is December 15th. You don't get extra credit for your skill or your creativity because they say the winners are chosen at random, but it's a partnership with Instacart. So the prize is free bologna along with the rest of your groceries.
Dude, I'm sick in my mind. I know like the opening line. My bologna has a first name. It's XPQRY. Like, I don't know the rest of the song.
I don't know it. I wish I did. My bologna has a first name. It's OSCAR. My bologna has a second name. It's MAYER. And then after that, I'm done.
Is there a third line?
Yeah, oh, yeah. There's like a... And I like, I don't know. Is anyone listening that knows it? 702-364-9400. I only know the first two lines of that, but they're choosing 1,000 winners. So you have a reasonable shot
yeah.
at this. Everyone, I mean, it's not just free bologna. It's $50 worth of stuff from Instacart. So, everyone who submits an approved video is going to get a coupon for $5 off an eligible Oscar Mayer project while supplies last. So if you do need to brush up on the song, there's a website you can go check out all the lyrics. And it sounds like you can have a kid sing the jingle, but your information has to be connected to someone who is 18 years old.
Okay.
Our phones are lighting up. I think people know the jingle.
I think so.
Hold on one second. Let's talk to Veronica. Veronica, do you know the whole Oscar Mayer jingle?
Yes, unless I get stage fright.
Okay. Okay. Give it a shot. Give it a shot.
Okay. My baloney has a first name, it's OSCAR. My baloney has a second name, it's MAYER. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say my...
Oh, you're right there.
My baloney has a first name, it's OSCAR. My baloney has a second name, it's MAYER. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say...
Oh, he forgot it. You can't do. That was such a valiant effort.
So close.
Oh, I know we're running out of time. Let's try it. Raina and Jacob, you guys know it?
We do.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Okay, go ahead. Ready? My baloney has a first name. It's OSCAR. My baloney has a second name. It's MAYER. I love to eat it every day, and if you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Yes!
You nice. Get the air horn! I love it, you two! You guys are amazing! That was incredible!
And Mariah. Veronica, too. Solid effort by Veronica as well. She took us to the finish line.
That was tripping us up. You guys both knew way more than I did song.
Hey, it's Wednesday, so we have the career day coming up.
I'm so excited. If you haven't heard career day before, we do this on Wednesdays at 8 o'clock, where we talk to someone about their job, and no question is off limits. You can ask anything you want, and we've been learning some fascinating things. Today, we talk about one of the most fascinating jobs, in my opinion, in Las Vegas, a valet worker.
So many questions.
Oh, someone who works in valet. What questions do you have? Get them in now, 702-364-9400, and we talk to them next. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. It's Wednesday, and that means it is time for another edition of Career Day. This is when we have you on, and you answer everything that we ask about your job. I mean, some of the questions are really bizarre, but it's like things that people want to know. And if you ever are up for being on Career Day, we'd love to learn about your job. It doesn't matter what it is. I think every job is interesting in its own way. So if you're willing to do it, hey, reach out to us on social, Mercedes in the Morning, or you can reach out to us through our website, mix941.fm. I am so excited about today's guest. It's Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Good morning. Now, Lisa, you have been working in valet for a well-known property on the Strip. We're going to not say which one, but how long have you been working in valet?
About 25 years.
I've always heard like that is a job where people make bank. And we're going to talk about the whole money part coming up. But is that true? Is that just like one of the best paying jobs on the Strip?
So, I mean, I don't know how well it is in comparison to what it was maybe 15, 20, even 30 years ago. But it's definitely, I have two kids and it's been good. I would say since the whole paid parking went into effect, it hasn't been better, but, cause all the paid parking fees and whatnot, it all goes to the hotel. We don't get any of that.
Yeah. That's a question that we got on our text line here at 702-364-9400. It says, my question is, how has the casinos charging for parking, even valet parking in some instances, impacted your tips?
Oh, hugely. Like, we don't get, a lot of the times we don't get tipped on the way out like we normally used to, because people are out and they're going to dinner and they're not paying attention, or they're from out of state or out of town. They're not aware of the fees until they get there. And then, you know, when you're paying $40 a night or $35 a night and it gets tacked on to their hotel fee, they're like, oh, that's an extra, you know, if they're staying 4 or 5 nights, that adds up, and that's an extra, you know, $200 that they could have used somewhere else.
When you do get tips and things are so automated now where you can go up to a machine and pay in a machine and everything, and you have the option, or even paying on your phone, you have the option to put the tip amount on there. I'll put the tip amount on there. Do you see that when my ticket comes up to get my car? Do you see that the person?
No, we do not.
Really?
Our particular property does not. I don't know if others do. But we don't. So, I really appreciate it when people are like, hey, by the way, I put your tip on the machine, which is always nice.
Do you get those? I mean, that goes into the automated system. Like, do you guys actually cash those out at the end of the night?
So they do eventually at the end. Like, it just depends on how often they go to the bank or to cash them out. But they do. But at the same time, it also gets put on record. So it's not like a cash tip.
Oh, okay.
You know, eventually they will see it, and that's how they determine like our tip compliance and everything like that. So we would rather get the cash tip than it being put on the card. But, you know, a lot of people don't carry cash nowadays, which is, it's Vegas. You would think cash is king, but
not so.
Kind of away from that.
Well, let me ask you, like, I'd say 15 years ago, I always thought like $3 was a good tip. Now I don't feel like that's enough. What do you think is just a good average tip to give?
I would say like $5 at least. $5 is a decent tip. If you really wanted to be like
very aware when you come in. Give them a couple bucks or $3. If you want to keep it up, you can always, you know, give them at least a 20 to keep your car up. And then you don't even have to wait for your car when you come out. You know, we'll just keep it up depending on how busy we are. But, yeah, I mean, we always appreciate it when they come in and they give us, you know, $3-$5 on the way in and you know, some money on the way out. Then that way, if it's a different shift that comes out, then that way they're both benefiting.
We're talking to Lisa. She works in valet for a well-known property on the Strip, has been doing this for 25 years. If you have any questions, 702-364-9400. This question just came in. Have you ever parked the car for a celebrity, and how did they tip you?
Oh, so lots of celebrities have come in, like the local ones, like Carrot Top, Pauly Shore, Penn from Penn & Teller. The one that we see probably the most is Shaquille O'Neal. Super, super nice guy. I would say 95% of the time he takes care of us. Like, he's just super kind.
Can you say, like, how he takes care of you?
Sometimes sometimes it's 20, sometimes it's 100, sometimes it's 100 in, 100 out.
Oh, wow.
It just really depends on, like, how busy he is. I mean, most of the time he's really nice. People want to take pictures with him and then there's other times where he's just like, nope, I just want to go to my restaurant and then come back out and go.
Oh, my goodness.
Lisa, have you ever wrecked a car?
Yes.
Oh, well, wait. We want to hear that story.
Oh, no. Hold on, Lisa.
Hold on, Lisa. We're going to talk about that. We're also getting a bunch of questions, including if you don't have cash to tip, will you accept money through your Venmo? Would it be easier to have a Cash App? Stuff like that. We're going to find out the wrecked story. And how much do valet workers make on average a year? All of that and more of your questions with Lisa, who works in valet, coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. It's career day, and we are back with Lisa, who is our valet driver, well-known property on the Strip. She's been doing it for 25 years. And Lisa, we were getting so many questions before the break, and one that came up was, have you ever wrecked a car? What happened?
Yeah, not anything major. We have a gate that we have to go in and out of. And I scanned my ticket, scanned my badge to get out. I thought the gate had gone up, and I was too prematurely going and just pretty much smashed the gate. It was in a big truck, so the truck didn't suffer much damage, but the gate certainly did.
Oh, what do you do in that situation? Like when you tell the person, like, hey, sorry, do you guys pay for it? Like what happens?
So it normally just goes to like our risk management claims department. Security comes out, they do a report, they take a statement from me, from the person that parked it, and then it all goes to like the insurance department and they take it from there.
You ever get nervous parking a certain car, like a big supercar comes in or something, you get nervous parking some of these?
So no, well, okay, so my two favorite kind of cars to park are like the big monster trucks. So like, I love it when the Cowboys are in town. I love it when, because they all drive big duallys and, you know, big giant trucks. But I also love, 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 and DC, you'll love this. I love the classic cars. I love like the 1969 Corvette, the ones the pop clutches, the one with the pull brakes, like those kind of cars that are just kept in immaculate condition. I have like a fond thing for those kind of cars. I just think they're amazing.
Have you ever like taken one for a spin around the block? Because you're like, I love this car.
Oh, no. No.
Has anyone ever, like, it's Vegas. I know people party a lot. You've probably seen some interesting things. Has anyone ever, like, have you gone to park a car and you realize, like, oh, someone's passed out in the back or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. So I was driving a car, a minivan, and this family got out, probably maybe six people or so. And I'm driving down into where our garage is at, and I look in my rearview mirror, and this guy pops out from behind the back seat, like between the window and the back seat, smoking probably marijuana. I don't know, cigarette. And I'm like, I literally freaked out. I was like, what the? And I put it in reverse, and I went all the way back up to
So where am I? I popped open and he's like, no, it's no problem. I'm just going to stay here. I'm like, oh, no, there's a huge problem. You're going to get out.
Yeah, you're not staying here. We're not responsible for you here.
When valet is full, is there a proper way to approach you to see if we can, you know, tip you properly to take our car? And if so, what's the dollar amount and what's the verbiage and language we should be using when we approach that situation?
So, I mean, a lot of the people that come on the strip as a regular and they know that we're full, they'll usually just pull out a 20 and give us a $20 or $10 or whatever.
Do they ever say, I'm staying on the 20th floor when they give you that?
Yeah, there's been some cute little things that they say just to be cute and whatnot.
Oh, but, then you haven't met my husband because that's what he always says.
Yeah, it's like, what's the language? Like, hey, here's my room key.
Exactly.
Now, a big question that's coming in all over the place, Venmo, Cash App, is it okay to tip you through those kind of things?
So they can with my particular property, depending on the person. Like, there's some people that I work with that don't have those apps, and they'll be like, hey, can you come over here? He wants to tip us, but I don't have this app. Can you do it? And so I'll let them scan on mine, and then I write it down so that I don't forget that they tip me, because I have to include it into our, you know, when we split the tips at the end of the night.
Wow. It's just that they should require you guys have that, you know, just so everyone gets
a
tip.
Easy,
so,
yeah.
All right. Final question, Lisa, the one everyone's wanting to know, how much money do you make? What does the average valet worker that works full time, what do they make a year?
So it depends. I've heard it from different properties. There's different amounts. Obviously, like, I think our day shift and our swing shift make more than our graveyard right now, because it's just super slow on graveyard for us. But we don't have, I would say probably maybe 50 to 70, say, a year. It just depends on the property. I'm sure there's some properties that make more than that because they have less people. And maybe because they have different clientele, like Caesar's Palace might have more people like working, but they also have a higher clientele than some of the other properties.
Yeah. And then so you also have to share with everyone that you're working with. So that includes the
Correct.
Tips, 50 to 70, including the tips.
Correct. Well, that's everything.
Wow. That's, I mean, it really depends on the property.
In terms of hourly too. So
that is fascinating, Lisa. Well, thank you for what you do. Thank you for being so transparent with us. And hopefully you don't find any people passed out in the back seat anymore, okay?
Yeah, hopefully not.
Thank you, Lisa.
Lisa, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, guys.
And lesson learned there, too. Cash is king.
I know. I never carry cash. That's the problem. Like, I don't even know my ATM PIN number, honestly.
You really don't?
I don't. I just don't go. I just don't get cash. If my husband has it, I need a couple bucks, he'll give me some. But I just don't go to the ATM.
She was telling us in the beginning, yeah, there's casinos where you can pay on your phone and everything and add the tip. They don't see that right away. Sometimes they don't see it, which is kind of wild. But that was a lot of fun. Career day. Thank you, Lisa. It's now time for Heads Up. Caller 20. You get to play. And that phone number is 702-364-9400. Not only are you playing Heads Up, you're playing Heads Up for a really cool prize.
Yeah, this show, I've heard so many good things about it. It's Disco Show by Spiegelworld, and we have two tickets for you to go check that out over at the Link Promenade. Your tickets right now with Heads Up, you get to pick your category and your partner, and when you get six answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20 gets to play right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Britney Spears, she turned 43 on Monday, and she posted a very unusual Instagram video. She claimed she's not turning 42, but she actually turned 43, but she said 42, but that she's turning 5 years old, and she's heading to kindergarten and moving to Mexico. Do you guys want to hear the video? It's really bizarre.
Sure.
Here she is.
It's my birthday. I'm not turning 42. I'm turning 5 this year. I'm turning 5 years old. And I have to go to kindergarten tomorrow.
Yeah. So she also shared she has felt the paparazzi's also always been super cruel to her, which I would not disagree with. And yeah, she's headed to Mexico. She's moving there. She says it comes during a very challenging period for her because she recently finalized her divorce. She's had some mental health struggles since the end of her conservatorship. She actually did land in Mexico after the video was posted. I'm not sure if she really is moving there or she's just messing with everyone, but yeah, I'd like.
It's my birthday. I'm not turning 42. I'm turning 5 this year. I'm turning 5 years old, and I have to go to kindergarten tomorrow.
It makes me really sad. Like, I don't think it's funny. I don't laugh at it. And I don't know if she's putting it out there for us to laugh at, mm-hmm. or if there's like a struggle here, but it just makes me sad. And I hope she's okay. I really love her a lot. I have for a very long time. And I'm really sad.
I'm concerned. We've had every so often, it seems like once a month or something, there's some kind of video that we all kind of question that she's putting out. And it's like, oh, she's just being goofy. She's just having fun. Or is there serious issues that, you know, she had the conservatorship to which was awful for her, but they set it up to watch out for her. And does she need someone there to still watch out for her is the question, I guess.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on with like her finances and stuff. And mm-hmm. like, I don't know if that's for me to say, but her Instagram videos are very interesting and very odd, and I'm not sure what's going on. Again, is she just doing this for entertainment, or is there something more to it? It's hard to say. It's like, we just don't know. We don't know her as much as we like to think that we do. Also this morning, what did the world want to know about most this year? The Wikimedia Foundation, which is the nonprofit that runs Wikipedia, they're here with your answers. The annual list of the most visited Wikipedia pages of the year has just come out. Think of the things you've looked for on Wikipedia. Is there anything that comes to mind? They have compiled all of the searches that people around the world have looked for more than 76 billion times in 2024. This was back in October, so the number is surely higher now. But their report kind of gives us an interesting snapshot of the topics and the trends that people are most interested in right now.
The last thing I went to Wikipedia for was for the movie The Merry Gentleman. I wanted to see the full cast rundown. That was this morning. It's the last time I used Wikipedia.
Surprisingly, The Merry Gentleman is not in the top 10 most
favorite. It is not. Give it time. It just came out.
Number one was deaths in 2024. You know, everybody kind of goes and wants to see like who passed away in the past year.
Yes.
And so that was number one, which I'm gonna actually check out right now and see who
there's always one that you forgot about, you know.
Let's see here.
There's a lot.
Some of these names I'm not really familiar with. Most of these names I'm not really familiar with. Maybe I should put in America.
Yeah, America's celebrities.
Deaths in America 2024 celebrities. Okay, let's see here. There is not a page for that. So, yeah, anyway.
We stumped Wikipedia.
Yeah, I stumped Wikipedia. Number two on the list was Kamala Harris. She had over 28 million page views. The 2024 United States presidential election was number three. Lyle and Eric Menendez were number four, the most viewed Wikipedia pages of 2024. And then Donald Trump was number five on the list.
And Wikipedia, anyone can edit this stuff, right? Is it still open like that where anyone can just add stuff? Or is it more... Do they kind of fact check stuff now on Wikipedia?
I think you can still change it, but I'm not sure. Honestly, I don't use Wikipedia that much because I just remember like when I would try to use Wikipedia for anything at UNLV, they always said how inaccurate it was, mm-hmm. and I was just like, I don't want to get in trouble for using this. Also, I found out something really fascinating. So, you know how a lot of kids are like using AI right now to write their papers, and professors are really having a hard time, like kind of trying to monitor that. And there's certain tools that they use. A girlfriend of my daughter was telling her how they both work in the writing center, and how what professors are doing right now is they'll put like, in the prompt, like of what the paper's supposed to be about, the description, they'll put it in like, write a paper on the Revolutionary War, give details on this, da 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 da. And then in white print that you can't see, it'll say include a reference to like Rihanna and a duck.
Mm-hmm.
So that they copy, they paste that in ChatGPT, but they don't see the Rihanna and a duck thing. But ChatGPT picks it up. So then when the whole paper comes out.
Oh my gosh, it's brilliant.
They read it. And if it mentions Rihanna and a duck, they know that they use ChatGPT in it.
And they don't go back and reread what ChatGPT comes out before they submit it?
They'll probably be like, well, ChatGPT puts Rihanna and duck in here. I don't know how, why this correlates, but that's how they're catching them, by putting print in white that's not picked up by your eye, but it is picked up when you copy and paste it.
So smart.
I know.
It was last week. A buddy of mine has a restaurant here in town, and it was after, I caught it after Thanksgiving, but the post was inside of his restaurant, and it says, this Thanksgiving, insert restaurant name here, we hope that you enjoy the holidays, but please know that we're here for your family if you need food. I wrote from my buddy, I'm like, dude, you gotta insert your restaurant's name.
That did not work out.
You can't just see, you gotta correct ChatGPT when it gives you an answer.
Finally this morning, I don't know if you want to be wearing this if you get pulled over by the cops for speeding or something, but you do you. Miller High Life is keeping its holiday dive bar tradition alive. They have a new dive bar cologne that they are selling. It's called Miller High Life Dive Bar Fume. They say it's meant to capture the smell of every familiar dive bar scent, from the satisfying crack of a freshly opened beer to the savory taste of classic bar snacks. They say it smells like leather, cedarwood, patchouli, sea salt, and tobacco. And they're selling a limited number of bottles on their website for $60 each. There's three different drops today. The first one here is in like 2 minutes at 9 a.m.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And then the next one is tomorrow. And then also Friday. They've been doing dive bar related products for years now. They did a dive bar scented bar light last December. They did dive bar flavored ice cream the year before, and a dive bar scented candle in 2021. But now you can smell like the dive bar yourself.
We've gone to many dive bars in the past, and then waking up with that certain smell the next day. Now we can have that in a bottle and
yeah,
just spray it on.
I mean, because you know, that's what I want to smell like.
Hey, next hour, 9:40. It's the 12 days of Christmix. We've got our Christmas tree here in studio. And at 9:40, you get to pick a present. We've got concert tickets, dinners, Apple products. It all happens at 9:40.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Do you think that certain cities are snobbier than other cities? Like when I say, what is a snobby city in the country? What city do you think of?
San Francisco.
San Francisco?
Snobs.
Did you know that is the number
is
one
really?
Snobbiest city the country? Yeah, they just came out with this list and they say San Francisco, known for its tech industry, high cost of living, and progressive culture, San Francisco tops the list of snobby cities. What other cities do you think are kind of snobby?
Snob cities. Miami?
Miami is not on the list.
Miami's on the list.
Staff, coming from San Diego, do you think San Diego is snobby?
I don't think that San Diego's too snobby, but there's definitely parts like towards the beach towns. They're like, oh, I live on the beach. I'm so cool, surfer guy.
Is it like La Jolla?
Yes, and Del Mar. Oh, snobs.
They're not on this list. I was kind of surprised because I kind of noticed when we go to visit Sophie, like if you're in La Jolla, they just have a different vibe about themselves than the people in regular San Diego.
Oh,
you know,
and if tourists come in, they say La Jolla, they're like, oh, you're not from here.
Oh my gosh. What do you think about for Las Vegas? Like, where do you think is the snobbiest part of Southern Nevada? 702-364-9400. And before everyone collectively says Summerlin.
No, I wouldn't say Summerlin. No way.
I think a lot of people are going to say Summerlin. Let's really dig deep. Let's like get specific here. It's easy. That's the low hanging fruit, guys. Summerlin. Yes, we know the Snobberlin. We've heard it all. And I'm not disagreeing. I'm not disagreeing that there are some snobby people that live there. But where else in Las Vegas? Or like what specific areas? 702-364-9400. Where is the snobbiest part of Las Vegas? What do you guys think?
McDonald Highlands.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I'm really surprised. I've always felt like people are really down to earth there. Why? What makes you say that?
Isn't that a real ritzy area too?
It's really nice.
Super ritzy.
But
yeah.
I feel like they're still like grounded down there. I have a friend who lives down there, and she's actually, she doesn't live in McDonald Highlands, but she lives in the neighborhood right outside of it. So maybe that doesn't count.
In the ranch, McDonald Ranch?
No, I don't remember exactly, but she's like across the street from it.
Because you think, I was going to say like the Ridges, but I know some people that live in the Ridges and they're the sweetest, they're absolute sweethearts.
Well, I know both. There's some real snobs that live there. Let's be honest. Some big snobs. Okay. But I also know nice people that live there too.
I know three sweethearts and two snobs. So the sweethearts outweigh the snobs in the Ridges.
I don't know that many people that live there, but the people I do know, a lot of them are snobby. I know one person who's not a snob that lives
What
there.
Area would you say?
I'm only saying this because the snobbiest person I know lives there.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm just going to give it to them based on that one person, Anthem.
Anthem, huh?
And but also our best friends live in Anthem, so they're not snobs. So it kind of cancels it out. But I'm trying to think of the person I know that's the biggest snob that I've ever met in my life, and that's where they live. Let's talk to.
I would say in a certain area, but they're listening. So
let's talk to Troy. Troy, good morning. Where do the biggest snobs in Vegas live?
Hands down, Spanish Trails. I'm a service tech, and I've been all over this town for 35 years, and Spanish Trails beats them all.
No kidding. And see, I take your opinion more than anyone else's, because, like, these are our friends. We're talking about people we know, but you've actually, like, dealt with these people. And what happened when you went to that area that made you think, wow, they're kind of snobby?
Oh, they just expect everything for free. They expect everything to be done at a discount. They want more than what they pay for. It just never, never, never ends.
That's so funny. Like, the richest people want everything for free.
Well, let's flip it. Also, if we're looking for snobby places, Troy, what's like the coolest part of town or the most laid back people in Las Vegas? You get a service call.
You know what? It's weird because for me, it's always been Sun Country.
Where's that?
That's where all the old people live. Over
Sun
there,
City?
Off of the,
Sun City?
Sun City, yeah.
Yeah, they
I
are
get along
nice.
With them. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm old, but I get along with, but I've been working it out of that community doing service calls since I wasn't old, so.
I feel like the Southwest part of town, they're the real ones, man. The Southwesters, like the real ones. They're like cool.
Sun City, Summerlin, they get you on Lake Mead when they drop that speed limit down to like 35.
Oh, all of a sudden, my husband got a ticket there.
Oh my gosh, 45, you pulled over and I'm doing 45. Like, it's 35 here in Sun City. Excuse me.
Our phone lines are blowing up. Our text line, let's read some of these. Queens Ridge by far is the snobbiest. Anthem Country Club. Boulder City is snobby. Seven
what?
Hills.
No, hold on. Time out. I'm here to defend Boulder City. Boulder City is the least snobbiest area. Are you kidding me?
What's your proof?
Go spend an afternoon in Boulder City.
Well, they
the
obviously have
people.
Too. Maybe they're just not snobby to you. Suzanne, what do you think?
Oh, I know someone said it already, but Anthem in Henderson, it's so snobby. So it's funny because, like, the peasants like me have to go through the guard gate with all of our, you know, regular cars. And then you look over at the people that live there that get to zoom through. And it's like, Bentley, Bentley, Bentley.
You're
Bentley.
Like, oh, man. At least use your turn signal. Come on now. Oh. Hey, no, ain't no shame in making some money. But just don't be mean, you know.
Don't be snobby.
Another Seven Hills. This one says, no competition. It's Summerlin all the way. The Ridges. And it says, oh, this one says, it has to be the people who live in the residence hotels on the Strip. Are they snobby?
I know a guy that lived in, he's done very well for himself. He lived at the Waldorf Astoria. And he's not a snob, but it was snobby getting in there. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
I'm here to visit my friend. Oh, you have ID? You're not on the list. Seriously, I'm his friend.
Well, he's just doing his job. Hey, what if anyone comes up? I'm his friend. I mean, that person's literally doing their job. That's not being snobby, JC.
I am from Summerlin, Mercedes. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And we are on day number 3 of the 12 days of Christmas. Sage, your caller 20, Merry Christmas!
Thank you.
This is very exciting, Sage, because we have our beautiful Christmas tree all set up. There's presents underneath it. You get to pick one, and you could win dinner or concert tickets or an Apple Watch. We've got a signed guitar in there. There's just presents everywhere. So what I need you to do right now is pick a number, 1 through 24, and we're going to select that gift. Now, there have been 4 presents already open, number 4, number 11, number 12, and number 14. So other than those numbers, you can pick whatever number you want. What do you want to go with?
Let's go with 22.
22. All right.
Now, there's a lot of presents there, Sage. And Mercedes, you got to give her some time here to sort through bags, boxes, envelopes, all kinds of stuff here.
Okay, let's see. Here's a box, another box, another. That's 17. Okay, I'm sorry. It takes me a second. Gift bag. That's not it.
Santa's very generous.
Is it another envelope? Let me check. Let me look at the envelope. Wait, what number did you say? 22?
22.
It's an envelope.
All right. Okay.
We get lots of envelopes.
We do.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's see what is in envelope number 22. Ooh. Oh man. Okay. It's concert tickets, first of all, Sage. You just got two tickets to go see Janet Jackson.
Whoa.
Janet Jackson at Resorts World on January 3rd, courtesy of AEG. Congratulations!
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Sage, who are you going to take to the concert?
Oh, my gosh. Probably my twin sister or my boyfriend. I'm not sure yet.
Oh, man. Yeah, flip the coin. But I'm just saying, good things come in small packages.
Seriously.
We've had all envelopes so far, and I'm not mad about all the great things that have been in them. This is awesome.
That was lucky number 22 for Sage.
22.
So there you go. The 12 Days of Christmas continues all week long. And actually, Heather Collins has your chance there to pick a present underneath the Christmas tree coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Wednesday. Thanks so much for being here. We have another 12 Days of Christmas package to open tomorrow morning in the 9 o'clock hour, so make sure you're back for that. Also, be listening for Heather this afternoon after 5 when she does the same thing. We'll have more Josh Groban tickets for you to get tomorrow with the Mega Minute right around 7:30. And yeah, just a lot going on, so we hope to see you back here tomorrow bright and early at 5:30. Right now, though, we are headed out. J-Love on the way next, but it's time for the line of the day.
And this morning, we had to give our reviews of the movie The Married Gentleman. Now, Mercedes was not a fan. I gave it a B+. So where did Steph fall with her grading?
The Married Gentleman on Netflix is the worst Christmas movie I have ever seen. The more the movie went on, the more cringe it got. I am a sucker for rom-com movies, but this was just a no for me. Overall, movie gets a 2 out of 10, and the 2 is just because Chad is hot, and I think I would have liked the movie better on mute.
Oh,
whoa, Steph!
Wow. It's so accurate, though. That's the most accurate rating I've ever heard of a movie, ever.
I could have watched Chippendales with Santa hats, and that would have been better.
It's so funny, because I called your daughter, Sophie, and I asked her for her review of the movie, and this is what Sophie had to say.
Chat on a pen, Slade, no notes.
Mm-hmm. Sophie was a fan.
That was a fan of Steph's book report, is what she rated that. So,
and that'll do it for show number 2179 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.